back in Bryn Shander and things are looking a little more lively. Folks don't seem to be as glum, and apparently we have something to do with that, because I've been hearing heroes of the Dale getting thrown around out there, and honestly, it's about damn time. It's good to see that Mishan is still with us, but we have some time to kill before Tavini's items are ready. So what else do we have on the agenda? Well, let's find out on tonight's short quest, Long Rest.
Tavini. Is Tavini outside or is she still inside?
She's probably still inside, just looking up the coins. Okay. She's not praying or anything. She's just head empty.
Rhea leans in and points, goes, "That one's mine."
Oh, I did not. Well, that's good.
He just got a big, dumb smile on his face.
Are you okay? You want some time alone or?
No, I'm all right. Is there anything else we need before we head, north?
I was thinking I could have a couple more health potions just in case.
That's smart. By the way, mention that you're the hero of the Dale. Apparently that's a fucking thing.
The hero of the Dale is a thing?
Yeah, we're the heroes of the Dale.
People are saying it. Healing potions, and I would like to see her.
Aye, that's a good call. Let's go see your girlfriend then.
Doesn't seem to bother him.
Nice! I like that.
Alright. So leaving the House of the Morning Lord, you head southward. And it takes you a couple of minutes to reach the small shop atop which perches Crystal's Curios, where she has glass windows that overlook the street and a small, narrow stairway that goes up to that second story with access to her store. You can see, as there usually is, a variety of plants on the inside of that glass, that there are lights ablaze within.
Try to smooth out his beard. Which was not there last time.
It's looking good.
Looking nice. Manly.
Hells yeah. You're an older man now.
Oh, it's trimmed, though. It's not rugged, necessarily. But I'll go upstairs and knock.
And you hear, very distractedly, do come in. I'm organizing shelves.
You will walk in.
As you walk in, the place is narrow, with shelves from floor to ceiling filled with various knickknacks. Some of them magical, many of them not. There is a set of back-to-back bookcases that run through the center towards those glass windows, and enough of an aisle that you can squeeze around the bookcase and do like a full circle around her small store. To your immediate right on entering is the small counter and the stool that she usually sits at, the raised stool. There's a single lantern hanging from the ceiling. And then they are sort of amplified by some dancing lights that just kind of bob and occasionally change colors whenever she waves her hand at the ceiling. You don't see Crystal immediately, but you do hear her rummaging from the other side of the bookshelf from you. And you hear a mild curse and a thump as something falls on the floor.
And she'll turn the corner and peer around the corner.
As you lean around the corner, Crystal is crouched, and she is staring intently at the second shelf from the floor on this bookcase here. Below it, the shelf closest to the floor, are a bunch of books. With the one that she's working on now, she seems to be arranging a display of different crystals. You know, the kind that people would like, oh, this one I'm going to take because it's going to fix my chakra. You could see her.
She's a Reiki master.
Her tongue is poking out of the corner of her mouth as she works. She very quickly kind of glances up and, seeing you, does a double take and
Hello.
Drops one of the rocks on the floor. Valgrin, it's good to see you. Come here.
Give her a hug.
Yeah, she squeezes you back with one arm as she fumbles for the dropped rock and just like plops it down in there.
So your inventory hasn't been suffering.
And I see you have grown the beard.
Yeah, it strokes it. Not bad.
That looks very dashing.
Tell that to Krelly. He makes fun of it.
Well, I guess he would know about beards when he's got food stuck in his.
Saving it for later.
Are you there at the door?
Yeah, they're all here. All of them.
I don't know that all of them are going to fit.
I think try.
Krellick hasn't moved from the door. He's
I'll
afraid.
I'll stay outside.
Rian's like on the porch, but like not coming in. Cause
yeah, it's too narrow. Krellick's not moving. Just
Y'all are just crowded up the stairs that lead up to the second story where her shop is.
Yeah, mostly because Rian just wants to kind of stay outside with Miri now. So, and I'm assuming her head can reach up to the second story at this point. So he's just kind of fucking like scritching at her head.
And it's good to see all of you. Well, to hear all of you and then to see you, Valkyrie.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for saving our lives.
You're welcome. Heroes of the Dale discount, right?
I got a discount before all that.
Don't tell them that.
I mean, no, I didn't.
Very good. Yes, you can have a discount now.
Sweet. Krellick, go get him.
Yeah, come on in. I'm not buying them for you.
He's going to knock something over.
Yes.
I'm going to knock something over.
Yes.
I've got Mage Hand ready. We'll be fine.
I'll get him.
Okay. Krellick's gonna give his money to Dreamer then. It's two.
Yeah.
The greater ones.
Greater? Oh. Healing potion.
Comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, just in case.
Hello there, Dreamer.
Little circle hand wave.
I love that little Baymax fucking wave you do.
I imagine Dreamer probably has to duck. I don't know, I picture Dreamer as really tall. Don't know why.
Yeah, I think he established he was like 6 foot, like 6 foot five or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So you're a big boy. Maybe not. Maybe that's just my head too, as I just assumed he was big and tall.
I don't remember where I put it, but he is tall.
Okay.
Sweet.
Right. Felgrin, can I scooch past you? And I can see to him.
Mm-hmm. He'll make himself flat.
She flattens herself the other way and squeezes past you.
He's just gonna
wah, wah, wah.
He's gonna look around.
Okay.
Yeah, you're really just looking for any excuse, aren't you?
Nah, we had talked about it, so I felt like I need to slip it in there somewhere. That's what she said.
Alright, as you're looking around,
sorry, I'm done.
You're familiar with a lot of the knickknacks here. Some are new. There is like a single leather glove, which looks like there's a question of like, why would that be here? And then you look at the cuff and it is like a very, very nice, fancy fur, and you're like, okay, so maybe I can understand. There is a small bird that appears to be made of ceramic, and it's got two stones that have been pushed in for its eyes. Not valuable stones, Ooh. Just like polished granite.
That's a fucking thing of power or whatever.
There appears to be a small whistle. It doesn't have any sort of adornment on it. It is literally just a couple inches long, like a tin whistle or a train whistle. And then, of course, the plants in the window and the crystal display she was working on.
I go around and check on the plants while I'm in there. Anyone that looks like a little down, like it's not doing too hot, I'll do a little druid craft on.
Yeah, for the most part, they look healthy, but there is one that you would not have seen before. It is this round sort of bulb, almost like a garlic bulb. But instead of having a skin like a garlic bulb would have, it instead has spines all over. You could see that it's got a number of what looks like would be flowers, but they have not started blooming. and they seem to have closed up.
Just give it a little help.
When you go to cast Druidcraft on it, your hands bump into some of the needles and they click and clack off of your hands. But as you cast your spell, the plant becomes a more vibrant green, and some of those flowers open up into bright pinks. And Crystal pops her head up from behind the counter with two potion bottles like held between her fingers, the necks of them, goes, "Oh, you made it bloom. I've been waiting for that one. I thought it was going to die up here." Here's your drinks for your friend.
Drinks?
Well, you drink them, don't you? It's not a suppository.
Yes.
She's right.
It's not?
Has any idiot been taking healing potions as suppositories?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it's effective. It's dumb.
It'd be the same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Call it butt-chugging.
No, they don't.
No.
Torgon's gonna go to the door and close it.
Yeah. Oh, come on! Oh, they're gone.
That's enough of that.
Outside, Miri looks at Rian and is, "You know, I could lift you to the window."
That's fine. I was just being silly anyways.
You see him outside
we
the
don't
window.
Take potions as...
Butt-chugging!
Butt-chugging! Butt-chugging!
Okay, well, I want to go see what's still going on.
Oh, you can do it. Go ahead. Tell me what you see.
Yeah, Miri goes around to the front of the building where the glass windows are and lifts her head and Dreamer, that scene in Jurassic Park where Muldoon is hunting the velociraptors.
Clever guy.
And one of them is like peeking out at him from behind a log. You get that impression when her head lifts and she isn't quite able to look fully into the window, but is there down below all the vegetation at floor level.
I imagine it's like the peeking cat gif that Elise likes to use.
The peeking cat that one.
Gif? or
oh, yeah.
Both of them are applicable.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's slowly peeking up over the bed edge. I love it.
Dreamer, I think I might have something for you.
I have no more money, so...
Oh, it's a gift for the town thing. And she goes around after depositing the two potions on the counter and is looking through the bookshelves and like, harvesting, different planting seasons, gardening, flowers. And draws what looks to be a slim book with a dusty cover. And coming, scooting around the shelves, puts it into your hands. It is a small book of pressed desert flowers. I keep it because they're pretty, but I have to sell them at some point or pass them along.
Desert flowers?
Yeah, and you know what the desert is?
I can't say for certain whether I do.
Well, it is like the tundra, but hot and dry and sunny.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
It's not.
I disagree. I like it.
I kid. Rian wasn't at the window. He's out practicing with his new lance.
Thank you. How much are the potions?
I can't. I'm going to regret this. Take them. Give them to the bearded one. And if he dies, I get all of his gold, huh?
Seems fair.
Oh. Mm.
Only because he'll never die.
Why would you even tempt that shit?
You haven't seen the things that have hit him.
Well, I'm placing a bet now. I am betting these potions. I will pay my part in advance, and if he dies, I get the rest of his shit.
Fair.
I would like to see him. The armor I would sell before but I put it up in the shop, it would take up too much room.
And I can't imagine the smell.
Yeah. No, there's a reason he is not in the shop.
Anyway.
But you. Dreamer, would you step out?
Oh!
Can I get some regular healing potions as well? before I go. I will pay for these.
Yes, do please.
How much are they?
50 gold apiece.
Okay, I get one.
How much are you off for another?
10.
And give him 10 gold.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're very welcome. Now, out.
Okay.
It's only to speed up the transaction.
Oh, thank you for that.
Sounds like he's about to make a deposit.
You need to leave.
You really need to play that bard now, God.
It's coming. Okay.
Was that IC?
No.
No, God, no. No, no. Rian's, okay. Rian's outside playing with his lance.
Oh, okay. Just keeps getting worse.
I wasn't even trying to make a joke at that one. He literally is playing with his new lance. He's kind of spinning around trying to figure out how it works.
Lance.
Yeah, he's just spinning it.
Some people have to pay extra.
Spinning it around.
He's windmilling it.
Yeah. He's like, Craddock, check this out.
Look, Ma, no hands.
I've learned how to spin it all the way around.
So, I'm going to fucking walk outside and give Krellick his fucking potions.
And Krellick and Rian are spinning their weapons in the middle of the street.
Just in front of each other, be like, oh, you're doing so well.
Fucking children.
As soon as Dreamer is out, Crystal listens at the door for a moment and then motions you closer, Felgrin. I want to tell you in private, because I know you can keep a secret. And while I do think you should tell the others, I think if you tell them while you're in town, they're going to get weird.
He just kind of furrows his brow. Okay.
There have been a couple people asking after your dragon.
What kind of people?
And people who go around the armor like you smell worse.
Like me?
Well, alright, so when I say you, I mean the group, but...
Adventuring types?
Adventurers or mercenaries, yes. They didn't give names.
I fucking get it.
He's gonna describe the Zentarum tattoo. Do you see anything like that on them?
I didn't see any tattoos, but I do know the Zents. If these are Zent, they either have them hidden, or maybe they're a third party working for them. But I figure if I tell the group, you're all going to be a couple of them, looking over their shoulder, being paranoid. I know you can get them in and out of town quick, and then tell them on the road.
Nods. Well, I appreciate the discretion.
And I appreciate you coming again.
I wish I could stay longer.
Yes, I don't know that it would be safe. But if this problem finds its death on the road... She gives you a broad grin.
You'll be the first to know.
Yes, I'm eager to hear about it. And as she is saying that, you hear a yelp from behind you in the direction of the crystal display.
Just kind of closes his eyes. Sighs. Finnegan?
Oi, yeah.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Didn't sound like nothing.
I'm putting them back, I swear.
Don't put them back.
Hey, Felgrin?
Hmm.
Can I keep this one? And he comes trotting out from around the corner there with the bookshelf. And Finnegan has in his teeth what appears to be a rough purple stone with bits of gray in it where it was chipped out of a rock face. It glows within his teeth, but that isn't what draws your immediate attention. What draws your attention is Finnegan is blue.
What is that? He points to his now blue fox
or
in his mouth. I'm asking her, not you.
Oh, that, yeah. A couple of the stones, magic. At one from the Feywild.
He's gonna go and hold his hand out for it.
Spit it out.
Finnegan spits it out into your hand, and when he does, his fur returns to orange. But when he turns his head to look towards the plants in the window, as the light moves over his fur, you catch remaining glints of the blue, like as if looking at him from different angles changes the way that he appears now.
Hmm. He's pearlescent.
Get my fox.
Hell yeah.
From the Feywild, you say?
We got you, dog.
Yes.
And turn it over in his fingers. How much were you going to sell this for?
I haven't given it much thought. Is it something you like?
I haven't held something from my home in a while. Looks a bit nostalgic.
Comes over and rests her hand on your arm and pecks you on the cheek. Then keep it. But don't tell the others I gave away something else for free.
No, I wouldn't.
Right.
Do you, out of curiosity, have anything that can allow you to communicate with someone from a different plane? I know it's a long shot, but...
Not immediately. I could do some research, see if there's any spells that would help.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
Of course. You're a foxy boy there. She kind of jerks her chin towards Finnegan, and glancing down at him, you see sort of floating over his left ear, there are a couple of dancing lights up near the ceiling. Well, there is a fifth dancing light that is just kind of like peeking out from behind his ear.
Is it something that he recognizes?
I mean, it looks like a similar spell to what Crystal's using to light the shop. Finnegan doesn't seem to have noticed it.
There's something more to this stone.
Well,
if there is, I'll find it.
I hope it brings you comfort.
It does. And then he's going to return that kiss on the cheek and give her a smile. Wish us luck.
I will. And when you get some free time, spend it here.
You've got my word.
All right. Be safe. And be deadly.
I can promise that much.
Hell yeah.
He'll walk out with a signature flourish.
Yeah.
Because he's got to do everything with style.
Yeah. Hello, fancy pants.
When you leave the shop and head down to the street below, looking up into the windows, you'd see that Crystal isn't the type of woman to stand and wait at the window yearningly. She has gone back to work at that shelf. But you do see the top of her head as she's crouched there working at the display.
Yeah, he's not typically the type to look back, but he will.
No.
Are we ready?
Felgren, check out his helicopter and our weapons!
Just makes me wish I could stay even more.
I'm tired.
Okay. You haven't been watching it the entire time.
It's a little dizzy.
Honestly, Dreamer, it's been actually made me slightly uncomfortable the fact that you haven't looked away this entire time.
Rian, catch, and he's going to throw him the stone and see what happens.
Rian's like, ha ha! And like catches it, like thinking you're trying to throw something at him. So if it's cursed, we're about to find out.
It's not cursed.
Yeah, so, yeah, Rian will kind of look at it and do his thing. You know, he'll just kind of like. Because, you know, he'll probably sense that it's magical. So he'll start investigating it and identify it.
Yeah. So as you're holding this, well, initially it just appears as a mundane stone, you know, some sort of amethyst chipped out of a rock face. Mm-hmm. You can see small swirls of light within its depths.
Ooh, fancy.
And in your hands, though you're now out in the cold, away from the warmth of the shop, it remains warm. It isn't like like something that was left out in the sun warm. It's just, it keeps a nice temperature. Very, very mild. It's definitely warmer than the surroundings. As you turn it over in your hands, you see that purple gradually seems to be fading to a red-orange, and it's happening very slowly at only a bit of a corner of the stone.
Mm-hmm.
It is certainly magical. And after a bit of identification, you would find yourself holding a Feywild shard.
Feywild Shard. Nice.
Shit's about to get wild.
Yeah. So that's why, yeah, he takes it and he's like, this is a Feywild Shard. I don't know why I know that, but I do. And he like takes it and like throws it back to him. Like, seems like something you should definitely hold on to, friend.
Oh, I will.
Carry a little piece of home with you.
I've needed it.
Do you need a hug?
Not from you.
He kind of like opens his hands up.
No, he doesn't need a fucking hug.
That's right.
Oh, Finnegan. Yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Some random passerby.
Yeah, so I was like, wait a minute, whose voice is that? I'm like trying to think of all the NPCs we've dealt with.
When Finnegan yips up at Felgren's heels, Dreamer, you realize that you had no idea the fox was there.
How?
What does the fox say?
Giving it a little thought, like maybe it was, like maybe you did see it, but it didn't register in your brain. And that, you know, is however you take that is how you take that. Certainly wasn't the case when you were coming out of the House of the Morning Lord mirror like half an hour ago.
Oh shit, son.
But yeah, needless to say, he will be spending the next time, like as they're walking, attuning to it.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of looking at it, running it through his fingers, you know.
Has anybody got any other business in town?
We should leave. We don't have a lot of time to waste.
I like the attitude. That's good. Get on the road. Get tough.
I should hurry back to the House of the Morning Lord then.
Mm. For what?
Components.
Alright, but let's make it quick.
It's not bad. It's pretty close to the exit anyway, so I'll hit that, head on out the east exit, head towards East Haven, see if I can steal that sword.
If you want to get ready, I can go there and meet you back at the gate.
So no, I think leave. We could stick together.
Alright.
Hey, we're not in that much of a rush. We'll stick together, everyone. I like it. I like it. Good thinking.
However they walk, he's going to make sure Miri's in sight, like in front of him.
Mm. All right.
And he is keeping an active eye out.
Okay, roll me perception.
Do I get to make a roll to be subtle?
Because
he would be trying to be subtle.
I'll say roll at disadvantage if you're trying to be subtle. Because it is a little hard to like to get a look at all your surroundings when you're trying not to look at all your surroundings.
What am I rolling?
Perception.
I'm rolling perception, or am I rolling deception, or like sleight of hand to look subtle? Because I don't performance. I don't know.
No, I'm slapping a disadvantage on the perception check to see if there's anything. Yeah. Mm. No, I'm not going to make you do two back-to-back rolls. This is just like you are being. I'm allowing you to be subtle, but I am letting you roll to see how well you do on the perception while doing that.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: if it means not being subtle,
no, not, I am allowing that you, regardless of how you roll on the perception, you're doing it subtly.
I'm aware, but I'm saying him noticing something that's amiss is more important to him than being subtle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So like if he has to sacrifice being subtle to make sure he sees something he needs to see, he'll do it. So if I'd rather just roll normal and not be as subtle as he wants to be.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
So I guess Dreamer will probably notice that he's on the lookout.
With the robe of eyes, I don't have to look at you.
Yep.
Dreamer's passive perception is enough to pick up that Felgren, you are looking around. With that perception check, you don't see that anyone is following your group. And the eyes that do turn your direction seem to be the sort of like casual interest of the passerby. And then the stop and double take of the, wait a second, I know those people. So while there are eyes on you, none of their gazes really pick up as like, this is someone I need to worry about.
He's gonna pat his shoulder to like urge Finnegan to jump up.
Mm-hmm. Finnegan crouches at your feet to hop up onto your shoulder, But when he leaps, he's suddenly not there. And a second later, appears onto your shoulder.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but where the fuck was I?
Invisible?
I think I was just back in the Feywild.
Hmm. Interesting.
It was only for like a moment, but it smelled right.
We'll have to keep an eye on that. Take a look ahead. Tell me if you see anyone that doesn't sit right.
I can do that.
He's saying this quietly. And then just kind of lets him jump off and go ahead.
Alright.
Which would probably look suspicious as well to Dreamer.
Dreamer sums up. Finnegan now has access to a handful of spells.
Oh, shit.
Hells yeah. What? Finnegan and again.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
As you're familiar, he has his own initiative in combat. Now, he still can't be offensive, but as far as...
Oh, he can definitely be offensive.
Yeah, as far as scrambling out of harm's way, he now has access to Misty Step.
He showed me his butthole. Oh! He definitely is offensive.
And Minor Illusion and Dancing Lights.
Ooh, that's where that was coming from. I like
that's
it.
Funny.
Speedy.
He's also got a couple of other goodies on there for you to look over, Felgren, that we'll come to in game. Yeah. But yeah, so you make it to the House of the Morning Lord, and when you enter, is it just Tavini going in, or a couple other folks stepping in?
I think I'll stay outside this time, since she's just picking up that extra stuff.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll still be outside.
So when you head inside, you don't immediately see Michonne. And Tavini, you would remember that she had asked for a couple of hours to pull everything together for you. There are the worshippers that there were before, you know, the same sort of people constantly flowing in and out of here. Fewer than there were before, there's only like three people at this time. Michonne is currently not in.
We were too quick. Seems. I might have to catch up with everyone.
Well, I tell you what, if everybody else wants to make it to the head towards the gate, me and Davini can hang out, and I can take her with Miri and fly her out.
I'd rather stick together.
Okay. I mean.
Could be a few hours.
I mean, he's kind of right. In the end, we all got to go together anyways. It's not like we're gonna split up on the way, so anybody who goes to the gates just gotta wait at the gate for us anyway. So we might as well just hang out, have a conversation. How about that whole Heroes of the Dale thing? Still crazy.
We did kill the dragon in a big show.
Hi. And I've kind of been saying this everywhere we go, like, hey, where are the delivers? Da, 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 da.
Dreamer and Felgren. As Rian and Dreamer are engaging in this conversation, you notice that one of the worshippers, he seems to be off in a corner in front of an image of the sun, the sort of brass plate that has been shaped into a sun disk, is kneeling on a padded pillow. And seems to be sharing quiet words with Aminadar. Every once in a while, they glance over their shoulder at the group. And he stands out to you because while the others have been looking at the group, you know, other people in town, with awe, with reverence, with that little bit of fear, this individual stands out to you because they don't have any of those things. There is definitely interest there, but it's not the kind that you've been receiving the whole time you've been in town.
Is his face, like, towards us, vaguely?
Enough that he is able to just kind of subtly turn his head to keep an eye on you, but is otherwise facing forward. You're not able to get a full look at his face.
Hmm.
How much of the group are outside and how much of the group are inside?
Yeah, I technically said I was outside, so.
Okay. Well, when you joined the conversation with Rian, I thought you had stepped in.
Well, Rian was outside as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I said I was staying outside with Miri. Sorry, I thought everything was maybe happened by the entrance or something. Okay.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll allow that it's happening by the entrance then.
Well, Felgrin is inside. So. Yeah.
So, Felgrin, this would be, you would notice these things. Especially because you are on high alert already.
He'll just stare back.
Yeah, as he turns his head again to check, and you can see that this guy clocks you and Tivini, your stare catches his attention and his eyes flick and meet yours.
He's just mad dog at him. Like, hell's yeah. Like, do something.
Roll me intimidation.
Fuck yeah. Give it to him, baby.
Get it.
Okay, hold on.
Does Krolik notice him mean mugging this dude?
Eight.
Damn.
Yeah, he's more convincing really cool than intimidating.
Felgrin, did you come inside?
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, sorry, I meant Krolik.
Yeah, Krolik followed Tavini in.
Okay. Yeah, if you're watching Felgrin, you'd see him mean mugging one of the followers.
Yeah, I don't think Krolik's gonna get involved. He's just gonna keep looking from one to the other.
It's like, why is he so mad at that guy?
Is he within 30 feet?
He is. Detect thoughts. Ooh.
Fuck yeah.
Because Felgrin is telepath. Bam.
Fuck yeah, I forgot about that. And I forgot how much I hated that. This is great. Dig into that boy's
brain. That's what he's doing when he's mad dogging him.
It's like, provide me your memories.
Let me pull up his stat block here.
Tavini is so confused.
Just this guy getting mad mugged.
Yeah, and then Felgrin just going and casting a spell, and Tavini's just like,
I don't even think he has to cast it. It's just he just is telepathic. It's like one of his
feats. Not a spell, so he's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's just looking at him and just fucking clicks.
Yeah, it's just innate.
While fucking
give me your thoughts.
Rian's in the doorway being like, where are the heroes of fucking the day? Isn't that
cool? Says loudly.
Yeah.
In the streets.
Yeah, in the streets. Nice. Unless that guy's got a plus 10.
Nope, he definitely does not have a plus 10.
Yes.
He's actually right where he needs to be. A 1d20 plus 0 for 7.
That's awesome. Yeah, he must not be very wise if he's gonna fuck with us.
You don't even know if he's gonna yet.
He initially learned the surface thoughts of the creature. What is most on its mind in that moment? Okay. Well, okay, let's do a running dialogue of what's going on through this guy's head.
I hate that gif.
Yeah, I think that's them. Yeah. No, I definitely recognize them. That one. Fuck, he's staring at me for. Does he?
He knows.
What? What's a pissant boy like you gonna do?
Good do, little man.
Yeah. And that is about the... That is the surface level thoughts going on here, is he has recognized you. He has recognized that you have caught on to something going on. And is now in his mind, you know, because you rolled so low on your intimidation, has kind of almost dismissed you as like, I'm going to fucking bother with this kid. Not like he isn't going to mess with your group, but that you are beneath his notice and that he should be worrying about the others.
That's funny. Little does he know. That's our motherfucking blaster right there. He'll take that whole fucking temple down with us up
there. He'll grow deeper.
Hells yeah. Give me all your secrets.
As an action, you can either shift your attention to another creature's thoughts or probe deeper into their mind.
He also failed the save already, so like...
Yeah, I failed the save already. You
to
gain
be fair,
insight,
I was going to do it anyway. So.
Insight into its reasoning, its emotional state, and something that looms large on its mind.
Worries over loves or hates.
Okay.
Ooh, what's that going to be?
Either way, he's going to know that I did it.
There are a couple of things tumbling through this guy's head. You get images of your group watched from afar. You get images of different people that you know having their doors knocked on by this individual and being questioned about your group's whereabouts.
Is this the guy that burnt down the fucking Black Blades or Black Iron Blades?
You get...
Sorry, go ahead.
A flash, a very, very brief flash of, from this man's perspective, a group of other people, you know, standing around a campfire on the edge of the road with the tundra around them, stamping their feet, all of them hooded. You can't make out too many of their features before the image is gone. But it looks to be a sizable group. And then between all these flashes, you get, you know, an image of Miri in your head, especially when she has been laid eyes on while being a part of your group. You know, whenever this person has gotten a chance to observe without being seen, their attention has been fixed on her and it's been fixed on Rian.
Okay. Am I able to act?
Yeah, he is. As soon as you cast that spell and he is aware of what you are doing, you see this person start to stand up and they don't see any weapons on them. And they are very hastily making their way towards the exit past you and the others.
Does he brush past Felgrin?
He makes a wide berth, kind of to Krellic, like, pardon me, excuse me.
He's going to step in his path.
Yeah, buddy.
Going somewhere?
Yeah, at this point, I think Rian's like, what the fuck is Pelagrin's issue?
When you step between, yeah, this man.
Well, I assumed you guys were pretty close to the entrance, but anyways, go for it.
Yeah, if you're standing in the door, you would see this guy's face. Sort of middle-aged, pale, like many of the people up here, with a rough beard and, you know, dark hair poking out from under a wool cap. He is bundled up in a lot of furs for warmth. And his coat hangs open so you can see the shirt underneath, and you can't see any weapons on his at his waist there. But Felgrin, when you step in front of him, he draws up and is a little bit taller than you. You can hear the intake of breath through his nostrils as he is restraining himself.
You seem nervous.
I remembered I've got somewhere to be.
And it's right here.
Bam!
You've been following our group, spying on our group, knocking on our friends' doors.
You have me mistaken for someone else.
I don't. And I think you know that I don't.
I think you know that I know that you don't.
All right, Krellic is moving in on the pair of you at the same time. So you got Krellic as backup. And this man's eyes go to the two other worshippers here in Amanadar's temple. What appears to be a much older man and a kind of younger guy, looks to be late teens. Both of them sitting close together with similar facial features. Yeah, man in front of you, Felgrin.
You really want to do this here?
No, I don't, because it'll upset my friend here. But if you don't tell me what I need to know, rest assured that I won't hesitate to burn your face off. Think really hard about whether or not you want to die today.
Ma'am, could you take care of your friend here? I'm just trying to get home.
First of all, my friend is very capable and intelligent, and I am not someone to just rein him in like he is some sort of beast. Second of all, why have you been knocking on the doors of our friends?
I've not. He's full of shit.
If he says
I looked into his mind, I saw it.
Oh, you can read minds.
I just did. And he's going to repeat the insult that he called him. Pissant, am I?
His face darkens.
You understand the position you're in now.
There's about to be trouble.
I do.
Rian turns his head.
Davini's
Yep.
Tavini's cold for Rian and the rest.
Alrighty.
Whatever loyalty you have to your friends or compatriots or whatever they are, is it worth dying for?
Is it really that bad?
They're hunting Miri.
What?
What?
Crystal told me before I left. People have been asking about her. And this one knows something.
Look, this one doesn't want to die. And I can tell you, if I talk, I do.
If you don't talk, you just might too.
The only difference is it'll happen now instead of later.
Why, no one hunts our Miri.
Rian wants to, like, come across the room and fuck this guy up, but, like, he's keeping close to Miri instead, just, like, in the doorway, like, eyeing everything outside.
Look, if you're honest and tell us everything we want to know, you don't have to die.
Tavini's turn to step forward this time, and she's going to step up right next to Felgren, and then kind of tug on his sleeve.
Hmm?
He doesn't have to say it out loud.
And she just, like, points to her head, and then up at Felgren.
You heard her.
I did. And again, I can tell you, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Now, if you would get out of my way, that doesn't work really after I just admitted I would die, huh?
Really unfortunate that you chose that route. Behind him, a Bigby's hand is going to slowly rise from the floor.